drove that preacher's daughter crazy. Her mama was my homeroom teacher, and her dad was hell-bent on saving me. Yeah, I'm sure there's higher heights where the high risers rise. But me, I'm gonna sit right here tonight and catch me around here, buds, 'cause you ain't around here enough. Keep putting them down here, another round here, till my down goes up. Lit up like that one stoplight across the mountain. Ever since you caught that out there, bud, I catch me around here, buds. I never had big city eyes. Hell, I've never been east of Dallas. Got no idea where you are now, if you ever got that penthouse palace. No, Scotties ain't got no back. Got no gas in his neon light.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Candidates are fanning out across key swing states in the final weeks of the campaign. Former President Trump in Georgia today. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold a town hall in Pennsylvania. Before leaving, Harris commenting on former Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly's interview in the New York Times. Kelly called his former boss a fascist who wants to rule as a dictator. Kelly also says Trump spoke highly of Hitler.
We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
The Trump campaign denying Kelly's account. The CDC says a deadly E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder burgers has killed one person and caused illnesses in more than three dozen others. McDonald's says it appears sliced onions may be tainted, not the burgers, but has paused sales of the item in affected states. Baseball fans mourning the death of L.A. Dodgers legend Fernando Valenzuela. He was 63. Has approved Pfizer's RSV vaccine for adults 18 to 59 who are at higher risk of the disease. The CDC still needs to sign off before it's available for this age group. The RSV vaccine is already recommended for people over 75 as well as those at high risk between 60 and 74. A French court hearing from the victim in a mass rape trial.
Gisèle Pelicot taking the stand today, saying in court that she wants women who've been abused to know they can do it too, adding, quote, I want all women who've been raped to say, Madame Pelicot did it, I can too, end quote. Pelicot's ex-husband is on trial for having encouraged dozens of men to rape her while she was drugged and unconscious. Pelicot has requested an open trial and for videos of the crimes to be shown. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
The temperature in the Northeast remains about 15 degrees warmer than normal today, but it's expected to cool off in the coming days. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Early in-person voting is underway in Wisconsin. Elections Inspector Brooks Soltwet was at Madison's downtown Central Library Tuesday.
I think it's really important that people around the state understand how the voting process works and that they feel confident that it's going to be safe and it's going to be secure and that they're not going to have their vote taken away because of anything.
Soldvet says there was some glitches with the printer that produces labels for absentee ballot envelopes.
You know, the first day of the first election in several months, sometimes that's a little slower. So people from the clerk's office come down and they help us out.
Check with your local clerk for early voting locations in your area. Former President Barack Obama campaigns in Wisconsin on behalf of Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
We do not need a president who will make problems worse just to make his politics better. So, Wisconsin, we do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails. America's ready to turn the page. We are ready for a better story, Wisconsin. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
Obama was joined by Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz during Tuesday's rally in Madison. A Milwaukee man accused of a fatal shooting at a youth flag football game was in court Monday. 30-year-old Gavino Avalos Morales is charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the death of 47-year-old Rayshon Barnes earlier this month. A criminal complaint says Barnes was walking to his car to get a water bottle when he passed a group of men who began to fight. Avalos Morales was a part of that group when he allegedly pointed a gun in Barnes' direction and shot him in the abdomen. Barnes later died at a hospital. Bond for Avalos Morales was set at $250,000. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A feisty northwest wind is whipping our high temperatures today down to just the mid-50s. With more and more sunshine this afternoon and clear skies tonight, we crash chilly. Falling into the mid-30s, it'll be a crisp start to the day. But under sunny skies, highs reach the mid-60s and rain rolls in by night. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
And tariffs and a farm payment to help offset some of this year's drop in net farm income. Those are all on the agenda for this morning, and I'll use that outline for a conversation with the U.S. Senator and on this week's Farmer Forum.
Live from the foothills of Hump Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with a conversation with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Ken McCauley and Sherman Newland. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm a handsome newsman, Davis Michelson. And now here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis, hey, thank you so much. Yes, we have Senator Grassley back on the show this morning. Pretty good timing to get some thoughts from the senator on the upcoming elections, what we should all be thinking about as we make our way into the voting booth. Okay, I kind of want to just start there with him. What should we be thinking about, Senator, as we prepare to cast our vote for President of the United States? There's some other things that I want to get to. I mean, I'm so curious what he thinks of Robert F. Kennedy's Jr.'s role in this whole thing, especially with the Make America Healthy Again video that is out there. I wonder what the senator thinks of that. So we've got a lot of ground to cover with Senator Grassley here this morning. 49 degrees. It is just 49 degrees. We're heading for a high of 60. That's it.
60. Uh-huh.
It's almost like it's October 23rd.
Oh, look at this. They took a little heat out. We're 59 right now, headed for 72. Tomorrow's 85. But, okay. 72
yeah,
today.
We're climbing all the way up to 67 tomorrow. Highs in the 60s for the rest of the week, low to mid 70s early next week. So, yeah, summer is holding on. There is no doubt about it. Summer's holding on and taking us a little deeper. Okay, let's go ahead and get started on the news. What do you got?
Well, we'll start with the National Weather Service. Above average temperatures will continue across the central and eastern United States and in some locations in the southern plains today. Chip private exporters reported the following daily sales activity. I've got 130,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during 24-25 marketing year. 100,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown for 24-25. And 259,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations also during the 24-25 marketing year. Chip?
Yeah, the increase in demand for U.S. corn and soybeans has become a popular topic of discussion on the afternoon hour of AgriTalk, and I'm sure it will be again today.
Well, Chip, the Dow finished slightly lower along with the S&P 500, while the NASDAQ managed a modest gain yesterday. Gold hit another record high overnight at $2,772.60 basis DEIS COMEX futures. Safe haven demand, a major reason for the rally in gold prices. Mm-hmm. The IRS has announced updates to several tax provisions for the year 2025, which will affect tax returns filed in 2026. Key changes include adjustments to income tax brackets, standard deductions, and estate and gift tax exemptions. Senator Chuck Grassley expressed skepticism about the likelihood of passing a new farm bill in 2024, suggesting it might be more realistic to expect a new farm bill in 2025 or later. I imagine we'll get a little more from the good senator coming up on this. Mm-hmm. EPA has banned the herbicide Dacthal, also known as DCPA, due to its significant health risks, particularly to unborn babies. This decision marks the first time in nearly 40 years that the EPA has used its emergency powers to halt the use of a pesticide. Brazilian Ag Minister Carlos Favaro has advocated for the country to join China's Belt and Road Initiative as a strategy to counteract protectionist measures from the United States and European Union. The proposal has sparked debate within President Da Silva's administration, which is focused on attracting new investments to Latin America's largest economy.
Yeah.
Russian President Vladimir Putin declared the expansion of the BRICS group signifies the creation of a multipolar world challenging the U.S.-led global order. Putin officially proposed the creation of a BRICS grain exchange, which could later be transformed to other commodities, including energies. Putin also advocated for BRICS nations to reduce reliance on the U.S. dollar by increasing trade in national currencies.
Yeah, I wanted you to get that item in there before I commented on what the Brazilian ag minister said. BRICS is gaining momentum here, guys, and it's being fueled by Russian President Putin. He's really pushing the agenda right now. There's no question about it. We've got to get somebody on to talk about it. Maybe Wiesmeyer.
Yeah. Well, and China courting Brazil for the Belt and Road Initiative, too, is sort of in that knot as well.
Yeah.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has confirmed that North Korean troops are present in Russia, although their specific activities remain unclear. This development has raised significant concerns internationally, particularly in South Korea and in Ukraine. And finally, an increase in Russian attacks on Ukrainian port infrastructure in recent weeks threatens food shipments to needy destinations from Gaza to South Africa, this according to British intelligence. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Echelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
All right. Talk to me about the trends in online buying. What are you seeing?
Yeah, we are far enough with harvest, and I know a lot of farmers are flipping their focus to procuring what they need for next year's crop. And I know Davis was full of news this morning, and I guess I would just share the headline here is the way that farmers are buying their inputs is changing. And I'm not just talking about batteries and flashlights and tools, the things that also farmers need. I'm specifically drilling into farm inputs, fertilizer, seed, and crop protection. And we've really seen an evolution over the last 7 to 8 years where retailers thought that maybe this was a threat, this idea of point-click buy, e-commerce for farm inputs. Then they accepted it as a challenge. And now this digitization is embedded. So an average adoption rate from one such vendor, AgVend, they say is about 46% of farmer accounts for a retailer are logging into that online portal the retailer supplies. And while they aren't doing that point click buy e-commerce, they're doing all of the things in that relationship with that retailer. They're talking about overall farm plans. They're looking at their invoices, and they might be paying an invoice. And so in that way, it's this digital augmentation that's really the future. And what's important for the ag retailer is they've seen huge gains two ways. One, they might get 46% of farmers logging into their portal, but that equals more than 70% of their book of business, 70% of their business. And two, huge savings. One retailer saving $75,000 a year just in postage.
Wow. Man, oh man, I hadn't even given that much thought. What it means to retailers on the cost side.
Better service, more efficient, and more cost per... Yep, it's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Margie, good stuff. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, Margie Eichelkamp from The Scoop. We've got Senator Grassley next.
You need proven solutions built for specific agronomic needs, supported by millions of data points, like countless wind tunnel trials and decades of answer plot research. Solutions you can rely on for stronger emergence, greater leaf coverage, and more. Contact your local Winfield United retailer to unlock the full potential of every field by taking a whole acre approach with crop protection solutions built for success, built for you, built for it.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bred to defy expectations. So it's no surprise they're getting rave reviews, and that has more than farmers talking. In fact, a grain elevator wrote, "Sweet mother of pearl, trailer after trailer of Z-Series. It's never ending. We need a break." Safe to say, everyone is feeling the impact of Z-Series soybeans. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. It also means a heavier load of dust, dirt, and contaminants for those machines. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. No wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Retirement can be scary.
I'm Paul Hambleton, your choice for state senate. Public schools are the center of civic life in rural Wisconsin, where school sports are the talk of the town, achievements are celebrated, and marrying your high school sweetheart is still a thing. Sadly, school funding has been neglected for two decades. As a former special ed teacher, I know how important it is to reach kids early, and the need is increasing. Yet there has been little help for the high cost of special education. Restricted state funding hasn't even kept up with inflation, forcing districts to go to referendum to increase property taxes just to keep the doors open, as 120 districts are doing on November 5th. Folks, it's time to work together. I'll work together across the aisle in the legislature to fix our school funding system for rural Wisconsin and keep our promise to the future, because together we can do better. I'm Paul Hambleton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hambleton.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Winfield United. Drive herbicides deeper into the plant for maximum weed control with a high-performing liquid spray tank additive. Class Act NG Adjuvant, built for it. Learn more at winfieldunited.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Laurie. Glad that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. And welcome back to U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Senator, welcome back to AgriTalk.
Chip, I'm glad to be with you. And instead of being in Washington, D.C., where I am when I talk to you most of the time, I'm in Iowa now because the Senate's not in session. And I'm out in the campaign trail some and doing some official stuff as well and doing radio programs like I regularly do. Yep. And so I'm glad to talk to you and the farmers of America.
Well, yeah, I was looking at your Twitter feed and I saw that you celebrated Mrs. Grassley's birthday with a stop to one of Cedar Falls' steakhouses here this week. Happy birthday to Mrs. Grassley, by the way.
Happy birthday to Mrs. Grassley. She's listening. As she heard me just say that, she raised her hand. Thank you.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, how'd the corn and soybean crops end up?
Very good. I don't have an exact production per acre, but maybe the second best crop we've ever had, and probably be completing corn harvest this week.
Good. Good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Senator, we're 2 weeks out from the election. What are your thoughts leading up to the election, and what do you want voters thinking about?
I think people ought to think about three things. These are not just agricultural things, and I'll mention one or two agriculture things. But number one, the inflation that we've had under the Harris administration, 40-year high, cost of living, and that's reflected in 20% increase in cost of production for farmers. Secondly, the open border, because Biden-Harris took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and it's illegally to enter our country without a permission. So 10 million people have come in, including people on the terrorist watch list, people with criminal records. You hear about it every day. And I think those are the main concerns that people have, and I hope they have it, and I hope that they reject the policies of the last 4 years. In regard to agriculture, I think this administration hasn't done anything on trade to reduce tariffs, and since we export one-third of our agricultural production, it's very important that we have things that reduce tariffs. And I think Trump is committed to the export of our agriculture products on a fair and equitable basis. And then the fact that we don't have a five-year farm bill is due to the Democrats' administration and Democrat control of the United States Senate. Now, the House Republicans have put out a bill that reflects the inflation that I've talked about in agriculture, but nothing out of the Senate Agriculture Committee run by a Democratic chairman.
Okay. Okay. Those are the issues, and that's a fine list of the issues. But what about the risks? What do you want someone that is registered, is legally registered to vote, that has just thrown their hands in the air and says, you know what, I'm not even going to vote? What is your message to them?
Well, the same message I give to high school kids, because I visit about 10 to 12 high schools a year, and kids ask me why they should participate, and this would be for adults as well. You got a chance in America to rule or be ruled. You have a chance to govern or be governed, and I hope you want to be a part of the process of governing. And the basis of that is voting. And a lot of people around this, about 80% of the people on the face of this globe, don't have that privilege that we have in the United States under the Constitution. And that's why I should say they vote. And then if they have any question about the security of elections, now we got 50 different ways voting because it's done by state law. But in Iowa, I've got real confidence that we have security of voting. And I think a report that came out of the Secretary of State's Pate's office today is evidence that he's found about 2,000 people that are non-citizens registered to vote or voted. And those votes, if they voted, they're going to be challenged. So that's proof that we have a Secretary of State in Iowa that's willing to see that the law is enforced.
Yes, yes, absolutely. What do you make of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s endorsement of Trump and the role that RFK Jr. is playing in this election with his railing against modern ag and the Make America Healthy Again efforts?
Well, I think there's ways you can make America healthy again without upsetting the way we produce food in America. And if he's worried about GMOs and we didn't have GMOs, we'd be producing instead of 200 and some bushels per acre of corn, it'd be more like 50 or 60 or at the most 100. And you can't feed 9 million people on the face of this earth if you aren't increasing productivity. So whatever ideas he have about making lives of Americans and people on this earth more healthy, it's got to be compromised with producing enough food so everybody doesn't die.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. You can be as healthy as you want to be, but it's got to be available and plentiful and affordable. And that's kind of the ground, the framework of U.S. agriculture. Okay, there is an effort in the House, the Farm Assistance and Revenue Mitigation Act, the Farm Act, introduced by Trent Kelly from Mississippi. It would provide some disaster relief, but it would also... it looks like it's going to provide some kind of a payment to offset some of the drop in net farm income out there. Is that something that you would support?
At this point, no, but I don't want to say that it can't be tied with some things for disaster relief for farmers that are hurt by natural disasters that sometimes we give additional aid to beyond the crop insurance program. But right now, I'm not hearing from farmers in the Midwest. Let me start over again. I'm not hearing from farmers in Iowa and the Midwest about the need for that. You're hearing more of it from Southeast agriculture. And, of course, I'm interested in having strong agriculture all over America. But I haven't studied whether or not the legitimacy of their request should be granted or not. So I'm going to wait until I get more evidence on that to make a final point.
Okay.
But normally, just because you have low prices, we don't give out additional money because that's what the safety net of the Farm Bill is all about. And the reference prices we have in the Farm Bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, speaking of that farm bill, what are the odds that Senator Stabenow is going to bring something up after the election but before the end of the year?
Well, the only way she can bring it up would 2 weeks in November and 3 weeks in December. There's not enough time to do it. She'd have to be doing it on her own with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. That cuts out about 20 other members of the Senate Agriculture Committee not having any input. And I'm proposing that we do it by regular order. If she wants to move a bill, she should have a meeting of the committee and lay down a mark and give us an opportunity to amend it and improve it. Okay. And she's not giving us that opportunity if she negotiates it herself with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee.
Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, I'm going to try to squeeze this in. Only got about 30 seconds left, but what do you make of all the talk about tariffs that might be used by Trump administration?
I'm a free trader because I think we've got to negotiate tariffs down if we're going to sell our agriculture products overseas. I think tariffs can be used legitimately if they're called countervailing duties, which means that if a country subsidizes their products into the United States in unfair competition, we can put on a levy to make sure that it offsets their subsidy, because we don't subsidize our exports.
Gotcha. Senator, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your service to this country, man. We sure appreciate you.
God bless you. Glad to be with you. I'll be with you next month if you ask me to.
Absolutely. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Jeff Ellis is a technical services manager at AmVac. Jeff, we're talking about Index for rootworm control. What do you want growers thinking about as they make plans for 2025?
You know, when they think about Index, I think about consistency of control. I think about return on investment, you know, all the key things that our grower looks at. When you think about all this and you're looking ahead to 2025, you have to be proactive in controlling corn rootworm larvae and many other underground pests. So, you know, it's really key to pay attention to kind of what we're seeing at the end of the season. And we're seeing a lot of beetles in the field right now. And many professionals think that we're going to have a pretty tough year next year. Many of the key corn growing regions in the Midwest are labeled as high risk. So it's paid to be a pretty tough year in 2025 with regard to corn rootworm pressure.
All right, Jeff, thank you. That is Jeff Ellis, Technical Services Manager at AmVac. To learn more, head to www.amvac.com.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 34 to 2069, December up 21 to 2065, January up 5 to 2021, February also up 5 at 1983. Meanwhile, in the livestock sector at the Mercantile Exchange, live and feeder cattle markets now have turned mostly lower. Some of the boxed beef prices here heading into the midday have turned lower, and that has caused some sell-off in the cattle markets today. But hog markets continue to move mostly higher. The trade still expects higher consumer demand this week, especially from the packers, and that is helping to support the hog market. October live cattle down 42 cents to 187.62. October feeder cattle down 77 cents to 248.65. December hogs up 77 cents to 79.90. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets are slightly higher. Soybeans and wheat all moving mostly higher today. Now the grain markets are relatively range bound with the record U.S. corn and soybean yields continuing to limit the upside, but strong export demand is limiting the downside, along with there is some pressure coming from some of the outside markets, especially with some of those lower energy prices today. December corn up 1¾ to 418¼. November beans up 7¼ to 999. December wheat up 3.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durant Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durant Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durant Napa. Durant Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durant Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
My choice not to join in here is for all those people who, when I do join in, go, I wish he wouldn't do that. You're welcome. You're welcome.
I don't know those people. I do not know.
They're out
I don't
there.
Think those people exist.
No. They're out there. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they're waiting to strike. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
They're waiting.
Gotcha. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis. And it is time for this week's Farmer Forum. Let's get it started. Ken McCauley there in Northeast Kansas. Ken, how are you, my friend?
Morning, Chip. Oh, I'm doing great. Beautiful weather. The longest stretch of continuous harvest that I ever remember. And that's been a long time. So,
man,
it's been a great harvest, though.
Good. Without incident, I mean, everybody's safe, no fires, nothing like that. Everything's going good.
Yeah, we didn't have any in our area, but there were certainly fires west to our west. One windy afternoon, I think Saturday or Sunday that weekend. And that was a pretty big one. And then they had a fire over in the bottoms, Missouri bottoms, one day, and that was not a good one either. Both of them are in a, like the 1,000-acre deal, yeah. So they're hard to stop. And the big deal about harvest, everybody's safe, the machinery's all at home, and they finished without me. So we just got to say, I think everybody listening has harvest, deal with harvest, you know, they help, the harvest help doesn't get all the credit they need, and you know they certainly get paid, but they don't get all the credit they need for this way stepping up and saying go do that, and we got you covered. It's really good for to recognize that.
Yes it is. Everybody plays a role in it, there's no doubt about it. How about the crops, Ken? Did they live up to your expectations?
Oh, they sure did. It was a little more variable than I thought in August. We had some excellent corn, probably the best we've ever had in places, especially the better soils. We talked earlier, you know, in the summer that wet weather was going to cost us in the corn, and I think it did. I think it just went down wherever you saw any thin spots with your fertility with nitrogen loss. And wasn't huge. Some places were, you know, where the spots weren't as big. But I think, you know, we've noticed this before. And the longer you go after corn hits the 18%, it seems like you lose yield, even though you're having to dry it. But we saw that this year. Corn got down to 10. Some guys even talking less than that. And
jeez,
it's not just the moisture loss. You start losing the, you know, a lot of the material in the corn kernel.
Yeah. It gets tougher to hold on to the value of the corn, and I mean the nutritional value of the corn when it starts getting too dry out there in the field. No doubt. All right, hang right there, Ken. We're going to get right back to you. Let's bring in Sherman Newland from Southern Illinois. Sherman, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Chip. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing okay. We got done with harvest, I don't know, about 10 days ago. So doing a little bit of fall tillage work if we can, and getting things wrapped up around here.
All right. Big expectations there in Illinois this year, Sherman. Did your crop live up to that?
You know, last time we talked was on the crop tour, and I thought we were going to have some really good crops at that point in time, because before I left, we had about an inch and a half of rain. I thought, you know, we're going to be good, but that was the last rain we had until we got some from the hurricane. But by the time it came around, it was way too late, and we had some awfully hot days. We were not near as good as I thought we were going to be when I was up there talking to you last time. Crops were average. Nothing record breaking down here for us. You know, our soils just can't take that kind of hot, dry type weather. You know, we're always about 2 weeks away from a drought down here, and it doesn't take long to get into one. We are in one right now. I mean, we had a lot of grain that we harvested that was, you know, 15% corn down to 13%. Almost all our beans were under 13%. Most of them were harvested in that 8% moisture range, 8 to 9%. So, you know, you're losing bushels there. And, you know, that's the same story I'm hearing all over, you know, our area and over in Indiana and Ohio and stuff. It's just, you know, it's a good crop, but it's not what we're hoping for, what we could have had.
Okay.
You know,
Okay, Sherman, you spent some time working on this. Now, Sherman's a farmer, but he's also an advisor, a marketing advisor and a broker and a heck of a good analyst. You spent some time thinking about what this national average corn yield is going to be. You're come along on Crop Tour to do that. What are your thoughts now? Is it a 183-plus national average corn yield?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I know you guys up in Iowa, in eastern Iowa, and northern Illinois, from Champaign, yep. Central Illinois and north had some tremendously, you know, record-breaking yields, and then some. But a lot of other places are just, you know, below average or at average, you know, or because of the dryness and the lack of the rain and tar spot. A lot of areas, especially in Indiana, got hit with tar spot. Some of our fields did too. We had to spray them twice with fungicides. My thinking is we have to come down on corn and soybean yields both some. Now, will it be enough to move the needle to get the market overly excited? I don't know about that, but I do think yields need to come down some.
Okay. All right. Good stuff there, Sherman. But because of the time of the year and the year that it is, I want to move on and start to talk about some other things. And Ken, you and I have had many conversations over the years about the direction of the country and some things that the country needs to be thinking about, and trade policy and biofuels policy just wide ranges of conversations that we've had. The elections are less than 2 weeks away. What are your thoughts going into it?
Well, I think right now it's just on who wins the election. It's, you know, we're probably going to survive, but boy, you talk about, there's such a difference in the two candidates we have that, you know, you really, you got to have a lot of faith that whoever wins is going to treat us right. But the other side of it is our current vice president has a record, and a record of more regulations and sharing the wealth and all these things. So I think the country's seeing that as the election gets closer, but I'm really tired of the election. I'm really tired of the outside money and our TV and everything. It's just, we talked about this last night, and, you know, outside money doesn't give your total picture. It's just all the one group's interest. And I don't know that everybody understands all of that. And as far as agriculture goes and the tariffs and all the things that we put up with every day, I really think the right thing's going to happen. I think that, you know, we may not end up with a perfect scenario, but we're going to end up better with one person getting elected than the other. But, you know, there's a huge difference in state and federal policy, and that's another thing. I don't think that everyone voting understands that. So, you know, you're really going to take some thinking, and a lot of people are just watching TV.
Ken, the people that write, that make those commercials that are out there don't understand the difference between state and federal laws and who's responsible for what out there. I agree. There's a big problem there. Sherman, your thoughts. What are your thoughts as we get closer to the election?
Chip, I think you know which side I land on. I've already voted early, but I live in Illinois, so you know my vote probably won't count, right? Because it's a blue state. But
you still got to cast that vote, Sherman. And
yeah, that's right. If you don't vote, you can't complain, right?
And that's and right.
That's one thing I'm good at, complaining sometimes. But I don't know. I mean, you know which side I fall on. Like I said, if we get the Trump in here, we're more than likely going to see some tariffs. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. You know, but I do know as a farmer, we do need some higher prices, you know, to help us out here. I was a little surprised that Senator Grassley was not for the Farm Act. I just kind of recently heard about this last few days, and I was really hoping that would come about and pass, because, you know, those of us in Southern Illinois, Indiana, a lot of states, we didn't have the biggest yields, you know, and that kind of payment would definitely help out a lot of farmers, yep, you know, in a lot of areas, not only here in Illinois, but across the country. So I hope maybe that changes and he ends, you know, sees the, you know, what's the good it could do for the Midwest economy. But, you know, we'll just have to see.
Yeah, he left the door open for that. You know, he's always been a, hey, that's what the safety net and crop insurance is for. That's always been his take.
Right.
But he left the door open a bit, I think, to support that Farm Act, Sherman. That, honestly, that kind of surprised me.
Right. Well, I hope it does. I hope he does support it eventually. Cause, you know, the insurance is, I mean, guys are good enough on their yields and stuff that they're probably not going to get an insurance payment, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem. And you don't have a farm bill that's going to get passed anytime soon. And this sounds like it passed, you know, relatively fast, you know, for our 24 crop year. And, you know, looking at the numbers.
We've got a lot of ground that we need to cover yet. We're going to do that. We got a farmer forum going with Ken McCulley and Sherman Newland here on AgriTalk.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you. But they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Winkamp is a crop protection product manager with Winfield United. Tyler, after harvest, we know the farmers are going to get their fields in shape for the planting season. What's a way that farmers can be sure they are maximizing their burn-down investments?
Yeah, so we want to make a plan and aim for maximum spray covers. You also want to consider what weed species you're trying to eliminate. Determine what herbicide works best to accomplish that, and then add an adjuvant to manage the spray droplet size and make the herbicide more effective.
Okay, so if we're going to do that, what do we need to use for an adjuvant?
Well, many of the burn down herbicides require oil adjuvants, so StrikeLok would be a good option. It's a high quality product that mixes very well with oil loving chemistries and has excellent drift and deposition properties. which also improves the spray deposition and keeps droplets wetter longer to improve herbicide uptake. And it also reduces that spray drift so more droplets actually reach the weeds.
Fantastic. Okay, there's lots of challenges with a fall burn down, but what makes it especially challenging?
The major concern is the cooler temperatures and generally drier weather. A plant's cuticle layer can become quite thick, and so the herbicide is not absorbed as effectively. So the StrayClock helps melt through that leaf cuticle and increase the herbicide penetration into that leaf surface.
All right. Where can listeners go for more information on this, Tyler?
Talk to your local ag retailer, or you can visit WinfieldUnited.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Tyler. Tyler Steinkamp, Crop Protection Product Manager with Winfield United. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the Farmer Forum here. We've got Ken McCauley from Northeast Kansas, Sherman Newland from Southern Illinois. We talked about some crop conditions and got a conversation started about the elections that are coming up. I asked Senator Grassley about the involvement of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and what he makes of it. What do you make of it, Ken? The whole Make America Healthy Again, I mean, I have a hard time saying that we shouldn't be looking at those kinds of issues. But holy smokes, man, he just demonizes modern agriculture, doesn't he?
Boy, he does. And you know, when that came out, I thought, well, this is okay on the big picture here for the election. But I, not that Trump's going to look at my text or email, but I sent him one that says, just don't put this guy in charge of the EPA, because it depends on how much he has to answer to Trump. But he's got some wild ideas, and I'm not sure that there wasn't an agreement made somewhere along the line before I endorse you. I want to know, and you know that's the way politics work. You don't do something without an ironclad guarantee.
So that's right.
He scares me. He scares me, but he may draw some of the left and the environmental group in, and you know, whatever it takes to get Trump elected. I think that's what they're looking at.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sherman, your thoughts on RFK Jr.?
You know, originally I thought he had some really good ideas, but then, you know, you're kind of looking into some of those things and they're way out there, right? And we don't need, as farmers, we don't need, you know, more restrictions and more things put against us that's going to hurt us. So, I mean, I'm glad he threw his weight behind Trump, but yeah, some of the ideas he has, I don't sit with very well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Jim Wiesmeyer last week on the free for all on Friday morning just went on like a 30-second rant about RFK Jr. bringing, you know, the East Coast elitist point of view to agriculture, and I've had several farmers say to me things like, what does he expect us to do, go back to a 1950s style of of farming. And Senator Grassley basically said that that's the concern, too. We do need to remember that Trump has said, listen, he's kind of out there with some of his ideas. We'll let him go for a bit, but we might have to rein him in at some point. Now, okay, so a couple of things. Number one, that shows a realist view of RFK Jr. Number two, it's more evidence that RFK Jr.'s going to play a role in a Trump administration. Because he acknowledged that they might have to rein him in at some point. He's going to be there.
Yep,
he's
exactly.
He's going to play a role. So
you don't make that commitment without a guarantee.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely going to sound like he's going to be in there somewhere, you know. But yeah, he's going to be there.
Yep. And it's going to be a challenge that's going to have to be managed out there. Other challenges that need to be managed here, Sherman, as you take a look at these markets and the high input costs, the tightening up margins. You already said it you would like to see the Farm Act move forward. Wiesmeyer must be listening because he hit me with a note that said this is going to be an expensive program because the estimates are coming in now that it would cost $2 billion for cotton producers alone. So the formula is out there. It would be 60% of what, you know, it'd be, here's how to calculate the payment. Now take it times 60% would be the payment. Jim's saying it's probably going to be something under 50%. It will be the payment factor on it, Sherman, just because it would cost so much to implement it. But that's an indication of how much the payment might be needed out there, right?
No, I agree. Exactly. I mean, nobody knows the numbers for sure. I mean, the numbers I've seen has been like $100 an acre payment for corn, and then $48 an acre for soybeans. You know, the farmers are going to need that. I mean, there are a lot of guys that are going to be, you know, with the prices where they are, you know, going to have to start cutting back, looking at fertilizer or, you know, something. Interest rates need to come down. We need that to happen more, you know, faster than what it's doing. Equipment sales are going to be shutting down around, you know, in our area, a lot of the Midwest. I think things are, you know, guys are just having to tighten the belt, and you can only tighten it so far. So this Farm Act would be a big boost to a lot of producers.
Ken, you've kind of been silent on this Farm Act here.
Even the Ukraine. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
that's right.
I have not looked at it deep enough, Chip. But,
okay.
I'm glad Senator Grassley said it the way he did. I've lobbied for disaster payments over the years. And, you know, it's pretty easy for Senator Moran, for example, has said, you know, that's what everything else is there for. So. I live close enough to the edge of the drought part of Kansas to know that there's a lot of people need it. But the other part is, I think we've got to get used to $4 corn and maybe even less. So there's too many people want a guarantee that they're going to make money, and that isn't the way the system works. So I'll be like Grassley and say I'm going to reserve my opinion.
Reserve judgment on that. All right. Ken, I always love it when we get you on here. Thank you so much for making time, and be safe out there, okay?
Well, thanks, Chip. I enjoy it and appreciate getting to come on.
You bet. Sherman, same to you, man. I love it when you get on here. Thank you so much for making time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right. Ken McCauley in Northeast Kansas, Sherman Newland in Southern Illinois, and thank you for listening this morning. Thanks to Senator Grassley for making time for us as well. Come back this afternoon, 2:06 Central. We're going to have a conversation with Darren Fry from Water Street Solutions. Tomorrow morning here on AgriTalk, we're going to kick off this week's College Roadshow at the University of Minnesota.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand four seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
This fall, enhance your dry fertilizer and power crop performance with Titan XC. By increasing the availability of applied nutrients, Titan XC makes your dry fertilizer program more efficient and effective, meaning you can increase your yields while keeping money in your pocket. Ask for Titan XC on your dry fertilizer today and power crop performance next season. Visit cropfertility.com or contact your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant to learn more.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.